If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Rich Dykstra Sr., Carrier Hall of Fame, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard Team. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGMRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. You heard who... You heard who's going to be on the show. Let's light this candle. Elwood Bunny, how many miles in Chicago? Bears-Packers tonight. David Hochberg, Home Sweet Home right now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So send your pictures in if you've got any roofing, gutter, heating, and air conditioning challenges. Sarah was supposed to be in studio, but she has an illness in her home and is on mommy duty today. So she's going to be calling in at 10:30 instead of sitting here with us. She'll be calling in talking about what she wanted to cover, and she'll go back to taking care of the sick people in her home. So let's go around the horn here. Michael Houston, how are you, buddy? You're good. All decked out in your bear gear.
You know I am, waiting for tonight.
Score prediction?
Wow. 42-35 Bears.
Okay. What are we covering today?
We're going to cover, well, obviously, wow, this is unusual that January we've had so much rain.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if this rain was snow?
Forget about it. It would be like 14 feet, right?
I mean, I don't know about that. It would be a lot.
What is it, a foot for every inch?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so we had almost 2 inches. It was like 1.7, 1.8 inches of rain earlier in the week. So when you add last night, I drove home in that. I had a business thing. Well, I dropped my wife's car off. And I met with a realtor Wednesday night somewhere out in the St. Charles area. And it was white knuckle, brother. It was white knuckles.
It was pretty good.
It was crazy.
I was out in it also.
It was nasty. And I got a late start because my garage door spring broke. So I had Sears garage door come out to fix that. So I hit traffic, then coming back. It was literally... Everybody had trucks, had their flashers on, you know, their hazards on, like, hey, I'm slowing down here. Don't fly up my rear end. So it was pretty at 294 and 88. It was a mess.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, pretty intense.
So we're going to just talk about leaks in January and
sure.
A little bit of a surprise reason why we found three or four so far in the last week.
Wow.
They weren't on your roofs, right?
Well, yeah, they were.
Were they? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So do you guys offer a warranty?
Of course.
Okay. So you guys are going to go back out there and plug it up and patch it up?
Wait, I'll wait.
Just okay, a little tease. Yeah. All right, what if our listeners want to reach out to you and the fine folks at your organization, what's the best number to reach out?
773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
All right, Hall of Famer Rich Dykstra in here.
Yes,
representing
sir.
Dornboss. Dornboss.
Not Dornobs, Dornboss.
Dornboss. Relatives related to
my
you.
Nephew. My nephew owns the company. They started in 1927.
Okay.
When I was on this, when
you
I
were first, born 1 year old.
Yeah, 1 year old okay, at okay. the time. Yeah,
right. And diapers.
And diapers. Yeah, yeah. It depends. Now I'm in depends.
Isn't it crazy how you start in diapers and you go right back to them at your age?
But yeah. it's convenient though.
It's impressive. Listen, yeah. I have a feeling you're going right now.
Yeah.
And you're powering through.
Yeah. What's that smell?
I don't know. It smells good. 99 years.
99 years.
That's a great run.
Great run.
Family owned.
Family owned. Family owned by the Bukema family.
Bukema family.
Yeah. And when I was on the street, it would be us and Dornboss on the south side.
Dornboss. Yep. And they'll go up to basically I-55 is their northern barrier.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Heating, air conditioning, duct cleaning.
Heating, air conditioning, duct cleaning, Mitsubishi ductless splits, boilers, anything HVAC related.
Okay. Phone number if they want to reach out to Dornboss.
There
okay.
you go.
What's the way to reach out to Dornboss?
708-831-2287.
All right, we got a packed show. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got the Center Guard Plumbing mailbag coming up next. We've got round three of Packer fan Lydia.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah. She,
boy.
So I've been divorced, and I've gone through battles. I've got scars to prove it, Mike.
She's got those Packer bear jokes.
She absolutely. 59-year-old male, 12-year-old kid took me down to my knees.
I heard it.
Absolutely heard it. Destroyed me. So I'm coming in with heavy artillery this time. I'm ready for her. Round three at 11:30 today. Okay. She's all sass and frass and attitude. I think she's going down today. And I just wanted to read this. Got a nice card, a holiday card that the Greg Martin and Yolanda Quezada out of Milwaukee listeners. They sent it to our office in Northbrook, which we shut down over a year and a half ago. So they repackaged it and sent it to WGN here at 303 Wacker 18th floor. Okay. So I got it when I got back from break. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and yours. My wife, Yolanda Quezada, and I are longtime listeners of your radio show, 20-plus years. They were there at the beginning of the CKG days. We have owned our four-family apartment building for over 25-plus years. You have given us much information over the years, both new and useful. We include you and yours in our prayers. I could use as many of those as possible. We thank you and wish you good luck and good fortune in the future. This card reminds me of all the different things you do for so many different people. I am a U.S. Air Force veteran. Michael, you're a Navy veteran, and I want to thank you for, quote-unquote, your service. With the deepest regards and sincerity, sincerely, Greg and Yolanda. Very How nice. Cool is that?
Very nice.
And I got both outside envelopes to prove it. So thank you to Greg and Yolanda. Thank you to all of our listeners. We are number two behind XRT for this time spot on a Saturday. We've worked our way up to number two. And my goal is to take XRT's knees out from under them like the Bears are going to do the Packers tonight.
Now that I'm back, it shouldn't be a problem.
What, our ratings just went up once they heard Rich Dykstra's out there. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got a full packed mailbag coming up after these messages. Senegar Plumbing, Mr. Dykstra, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes.
Me
that,
too.
That are in my house.
Mine as well.
Mm-hmm. President Trump has been busy this week. A lot of things going on. You know, the Venezuela was last week. This week, yesterday, hey, we're going to freeze credit card at 10%. Okay, so with his magic wand, I guess that starts next week.
January 20.
So I didn't know the president had that power, but I guess he did. So, which is great for everybody that has credit card balances. And you've got credit cards with interest rates above 10%, you're not going to be able to hopefully get caught up on that, which is great. He announced earlier in the week as well, at the latter part of the week, that he has instructed his FHFA and the Treasury, FHFA Director Bill Pulte, William Pulte, and Treasury Secretary Bessent to start buying mortgage-backed securities up to the tune of $200 billion with a B.
With a B. Wow.
What does that do? That generates a market for mortgage-backed securities, which means the yield goes down, which will lead to lower interest rates.
What's the interest rate at now?
You're in the solidly in the sixes, maybe in the low sevens. If you're a complete disaster, you'll be in the eights. Okay, if you need a lot of work and you're a credit challenged and doing like on 3 and 4 unit cash out. I shouldn't say disaster. That was a bad word. I apologize for that. But depending on the situation, you'll be between the high fives and high sevens.
If you're credit challenged, yeah.
If you're credit challenged or you're in a building that, like a 4 unit building, low down payment and all that stuff, and you don't go FHA. So these are all good things, right? So when the president does something good, I applaud him. These are fantastic things. Okay, these are out. He also made a comment about freezing the home investors not being able to purchase investment properties, right? So I just wanted to bring it in to context here. I don't want, and I brought up on Lisa's show, I don't want the baby to get thrown out with the bathwater, okay? Remember Romeoville back in 08, Rich?
Yes, I do.
Remember what happened at Romeoville in 08?
Went from 250 down to 80.
There you go, baby. And you know how we got to stabilize Romeoville and other markets like Romeoville?
No, tell me, David.
We had companies like Blackstone and BlackRock and all of these large investment portals go in and buy 200, 300 units at a time. I invested in a building in downtown Phoenix. That was a disaster. I spent $400,000 on a condo. Okay? Condos were going for $50,000, $60,000 because the developer busted out. Guess what? Guess who came in? A huge investor bought up a ton of $50,000 to $60,000 condos in order to stabilize the condo market in downtown Phoenix in 08, 09, and 10. So just be careful what you wish for, okay? And it sounds great. Yeah, all these investment companies, blah, 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 blah. You know what, Rich?
What's that, David?
The challenge is that most of the investors of all sizes, okay, here's a fact according to Bloomberg. Investors of all sizes account for about 30% of single-family home purchases in the beginning of 2025, which is a lot.
It's a lot.
But small investors accounted for more than 90% of the market. Okay, so let's be careful. The small investors are you, Mike.
I am.
My son.
Your son, me, Sarah, who sees an opportunity and goes in there, offers cash or gets alternative financing, or maybe pulled a HELOC out of their current home to finance that buy. You're considered an investor. So 90% of the investors. So let's not crush the small business owner. Because you'd be considered a small business owner in that transaction. Rich, you'd be considered your son, yeah. Right? I would be considered in the properties. So let's slow your roll, because 65% of America, 63 to 65% of America own homes. That means that 35 to 37% of people in America rent homes. And they rent homes for different reasons. Some are financial. Some are credit reasons. Some are because they want to downsize and they don't want to own a home anymore, which there's nothing wrong with that. That's why we have something called rental properties. So this was announced earlier in the week. Details are coming forward. And when the details come out, I'll share them with you. But it made splashing headlines, right? He's into making splashing headlines, right? I wonder what else is going on that he wants to divert it from, right? Maybe the Epstein files or something like that. Who knows, right? But listen, if we could benefit from the diversion that he's trying to do and freeze credit cards and buy mortgage-backed securities, get in line, baby. Let's go. And I think I predicted this last year. I said he's going to do everything in his power to drop these rates because he's not going to let the housing market stagnate. Another big thing's happening. We're waiting for the Supreme Court to announce the tariffs.
That's going to be big.
Either way. Okay, and if we get the tariffs removed, then all of the wood coming from Canada that we use to build our homes will be 10 to 15 to 20%, whatever the tariff is, less expensive for the home builders to build homes.
Will the government have to pay back the tariffs that have
been paid?
I believe so. Also.
And there's a lot of claims in there. And there's a lot of small business owners out there, I know a lot of them, who have got hundreds of thousands of dollars tied up in these tariffs that they would love to have back in their business so they could hire more people and expand their businesses. But we'll go there later, right? I also wanted to throw out there that we are number 49 on the U-Haul list. U-Haul does a report. I mentioned this, I think, on John's show. U-Haul does a report, backhauls. So Illinois, we're number 49 on the list out of 50 states where trucks go and leave with backhauls, with no backhauls. So more people are leaving Illinois and people are not coming back to Illinois. The number one state where people are leaving and coming back where they have a backhaul, number one is Texas. Okay. Number two is Florida, North Carolina 3, Tennessee, South Carolina 5, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alabama, Georgia, top 10. What does that tell you about Illinois?
People are leaving.
Can we talk to Mr. Pulte? I want to invite FHFA chairperson, Federal Housing FHFA director, William Pulte on the show. William, welcome to the show. All right. Thank you, Fox Business, for that. I just factually proved half of what he said was wrong. Yeah. Okay. But it's a good narrative out there to speak BS and, go on Fox News and just, they'll broadcast anything. Okay. Here's the facts. Rates under President Obama were in the threes and fours. Rates under President Trump one were in the threes and fours until COVID hit and they dropped into the twos. Rates under Biden during the first year were in the threes and fours. And then when inflation hit, okay, whoop, the rates went up. Okay. He didn't make it any easier by having his FHFA director, Sandra Thompson, who's anybody that listens to the show knows, not a big fan of that lady that Bill, that William Pulte replaced. She implemented these loan level price adjusters that threw on an extra half to a full quarter to a full point on the interest rates. So Mr. Pulte, okay, instead of going on Fox Business, instead of talking about what Biden did, it's already been a year. Nobody cares. Okay. Sit down, open up your computer, and eliminate the loan level price adjusters that Sandra Thompson put in and drop rates a quarter to a half, a full point. In addition to what the president just did to have you buy back mortgage-backed securities, we'd have a full point drop overnight. I don't know what this guy's doing. Okay, instead of going through Democrats' mortgage documents and talking crap on Fox Business, just go eliminate what Sandra Thompson did. It was a disastrous move under the Biden administration. But he doesn't do it. I don't understand what the hell's going on, Rich. I really don't understand what this guy is doing. It's just talking out of his rear end when she did it with one press of the button. She implemented these changes without talking to anybody. He could do the same thing. He could eliminate everything that she did, which they're big fans of. Right, this administration is a huge fan of undoing what Biden did. All he's got to do is just press the button. Back it up. Quarter to a full point overnight like that. It's just frustrating. I don't understand this. And I wanted to talk about this before we hit the break. And I'm an equal opportunity basher. You've been on this show for a long time.
Long time.
You know, if the president does good, I'm going to congratulate him. If he does bad, I'm going to bash. I don't care. Tony Preckwinkle, by the way, 66 days until the next election. For Cook County Board President and Treasurer and Assessor. So I just wanted a public service announcement, 66 more days.
What should we do on that day?
You should vote.
Okay.
For who you feel is qualified and not for the full people that are unqualified. Guy I went to college with over 25 years ago. Hadn't seen him, talked to him, hadn't heard from him 25 years. He's like, hey, I saw your stuff online, blasting Tony Preckwinkle. I love it. He lives down out of state. Okay. He's like, hey, got a little bit of a trouble. I'm going away. I'm taking a little vacation.
Back to college.
To the federal penitentiary. Okay, so he's taking a little break. Okay, he's got a little stop there for about 18 months for some wire fraud. Okay, all right. Listen, we all make mistakes. He's like, hey, I got to refinance before I go in. Can you help me? I'm like, well, you know, employment. He's like, I'm self-employed. I got bank statements. I'm like, okay, long story short, we did his a fraud report. Came up that he was convicted of wire fraud. Can't get him a mortgage. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Just think about it. So if you think about doing wire fraud, it's going to have, which is bad, it's going to be even worse for you because you're not going to be able to get a mortgage when that shows up on your OFAC report and your fraud report. Just want to throw that out there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. That was the CenterGuard mailbag sponsored by previously mentioned CenterGuard. I should have said that was a mailbag sponsored by CenterGuard. We're going to take a quick break. Sarah Leonard coming up after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WJ.
Let's review.
I had a message this morning that said, I'll see you in Lake Forest.
Yeah, all right.
That's not right.
It's next door. Maybe factor in an extra half hour when you're taking the Uber instead of showing up 2 minutes before the show.
I'm here, aren't I?
She crosses her arms and blinks. Let me know because I might disappear or turn into an elephant.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Sarah Leonard, the Sarah Leonard team at Legacy Properties. English is my first language, Sarah. So, yes, I've been taking lessons. Yes.
That was so good. The sign in the Lake Forest and your Lincolnshire and knowing nothing about anywhere. It was the best.
Started with an L. Okay. Take it easy.
Yep.
At least I made it down in the pouring rain. I had a stingray. I got stung by a stingray like 3 weeks ago. Could have died. I made it through.
You did not.
Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah. But I'm still here. And you've got somebody sick in your house and you can't even make it like 25 miles. I almost died.
You're just stronger than I am. You're just so strong.
All right, Ben, clip that for a rejoin. Okay, so you want to talk about people that sell their home for cash. And there's a lot of companies that advertise on the station and all over the TV. We're not taking shots at them. We're just, you're given the yin to their yang, because you give good yang.
not the first time I've heard it.
Not the first time you heard that either. Way back in high school that started. So what's the yang to that yin of just selling your house for cash and just getting rid of it and dumping it in 7 days and all that stuff?
So the obvious reason people do that is why. It's just simply convenience, right?
Yep.
And so I'd say on the flip side of that, what you don't realize as the homeowner is that you can have that same convenience. You know, we always talk about the staging and all these things to try and get top dollar. If someone's goal isn't to maximize and put all the energy and effort into it, it's just to get out from underneath of whatever position they're in, we can still accomplish that. And we're not only looking for investors who are going to buy for 70 cents on the dollar. And that's, I've had 3 appointments this year so far. In January, of people who had met with those buy your home for cash. And when we went over pricing, and it was like, you know, bottom line pricing, doing no improvements, probably 2 days of showings, the offer that they had, we were about 15 to 20% higher than what they would have gotten that way. So it's just really easy money in your pocket, and you're doing nothing other than selling it to someone in the open market versus somebody who's just coming in and writing you a check that day.
You're not saying not to call those other companies. You're saying, in addition to calling those other companies, to call you and let you and your team have a shot to see if you could maximize their takeaway by 20 to 30% more.
Absolutely. I think it's great to have a comparison. And after all fees are paid and everything, if you're walking away with an extra, you know, 10 to 20%, those are some big numbers, and you're not, you know, you don't have to be any more inconvenienced, right? Yep. Than if they just came in and gave you a check that day. It could literally be the same experience, but you're walking away with a heck of a lot more money.
You've been part of the show for, I think, 2 years, feels like 20. I could think of, well, it's true. I have feelings.
Like any good relationship does.
Yes, like any good relationship. I could think of 3 listeners right off the top. The lady in Displains. That had the broken sore line that she didn't know about for God knows how long, right? Thank you, Center Guard. The lady, the widow up in Gurnee that you helped in that challenging situation. And there was, I don't know if it was Lombard or Downers or West Chicago, or it was Lombard?
Yep.
Those 3 jumped right to the top because I remember the calls that I got. 2 of them, I think, called into the show. And then one emailed me or called me, and I connected them with you. But in those 3 distinct situations, and there were many more, but those are just the top 3 that pop into my head, you were able to maximize substantially the sales value, the sales price and the home's value more than what they were getting quoted by those, you know, same as cash and, you know, 10 days and close your eyes and leave and all that stuff. So,
yeah, the one in Lombard, I think, was they had gotten an offer at $180,000 from one of those companies, and we sold the home for $265,000.
Wow.
And she left everything in the house. She showed it for maybe 3 hours on one day. We just lumped the showings in, and she was able to just move out and take whatever she wanted, and the buyer inherited the rest and was going to make it, you know, if it was up to them to get rid of it. So I'm just saying, if the convenience is what you're looking for, there's still some really great opportunities out there, because there's tons of investors looking to get their hands on a deal. And it doesn't have to be, you know, 70 cents on the dollar. It could be 85 or 90 cents on the dollar. And there's still room for an investor to make money on that. And people are eager to get deals like that. So just get a second quote, I guess, is what I'm telling you.
So the buyers that are buying these properties that might have, lack of a better term, some warts on them, right, that might not be perfect, and I don't want to have to do this, and you don't have to, right? You don't have to do that. Explain that. You know what? My mom just passed away, my father, my aunt, my uncle. I'm left with this house. I don't want it. It's got furniture in there from 1987, the three packs a day cigarette smoker. I got cat ear, you know, all the things that you could possibly not want in a house. Walk us through how you market that.
So there's a buyer for every property. And if it's a younger first-time buyer, that's clearly not going to be a match, right? But there are so many people that really crave the ability to come in and make something their own. So if they have, even if the work has been done, they're going to want to tear out the carpet. They're going to want to repaint everything. They're going to want to change the kitchen cabinet. So I think that, you know, a lot of times for homeowners, it's, you know, it's uncomfortable, right? You're coming into their home where they have accumulated too many things, or there's a lack of maintenance, and it's not something they're proud to show off. But the reality is, it's okay. You know, no one's coming in there to judge you. They're coming in there because they have an intention to potentially make that their home. And so for us, you know, when we meet with somebody, it's the beginning conversation is, what are your objectives? And if people say, I want to really maximize what I can get out of my house, then we do plan A, which is staging, and we teach them how to invest in their house to get the best outcome. If people say it's just, I want convenience, then we walk them through what that looks like. You can leave everything here. You can take whatever you choose to take. And then we can do showings in a really short time frame to try and make it as convenient for you as possible. And you'll sell below market, but you'll sell far above 70 cents on the dollar. And there's really nothing that they have to do. If we feel that maybe a cleaning or something we've done, I mean, we can even have our cleaners come in there and do that for them. But there's really nothing that they're having to do to prepare. It's really that easy.
And the investors that are buying these homes, they know that they're buying them. They're a little scratched, dent, and damaged, right? And they're typically coming in with cash, right? I mean, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
So
no cash, no appraisal, no inspection, and it's really easy for the homeowner. And it's not an emotional purchase. No one's going to come in there and make a judgment or do anything on that, because it's truly just, it's just a financial decision that they're making to do that, right?
Yep. So I want to get your take on this. We got a minute before the break here. Yeah. I played FHFA Chairman William Pulte's comments about how, you know, we're going to crush institutional investors. And then I read a Bloomberg story that investors of all sizes account for about 30% of single family home purchases in the beginning of 2025. But small investors who you work with account for more than 90% of the market of investor owners. Can you just quickly talk about what the investor owner looks like that you're working with? Are they these big corporations coming in smoking cigars and, you know, say, I want to buy 400, or are they like Tom and Sally trying to get a foot in that might have one or two and are just looking to expand their portfolio? What's your investor look like?
I've got a list of about 150 Tom and Sally's. The market has not lent itself well to investors, small investors like you or I, where we want to just, you know, put some money in that to get a return every month and, you know, not at all own 50 or 60 properties, but just have a couple that you can use as supplemental income. And that's who right now is really trying to get into the market.
Yeah. And this new alleged proposed law, you know, changes that President Trump's going to do. Nobody knows what it is. He just announced it. How do you see that impacting the quote unquote small investor, Tom and Sally?
Well, I think there's always going to be a market for people to use real estate as a source of additional income. You know, as long as this has been hard with COVID, it's been hard for even owner occupants, right?
Yep.
But I do think that there will always be a market for that. There always are opportunities. There's always going to be people that have to sell below market or just need to get out. And there is money to be made there. And I don't see that changing regardless of any scenario, really.
All right. Yeah, fact or BS? The market stops, you know, the real estate market stops and doesn't start again until after the Super Bowl. Fact or BS?
BS.
Thank you. All right. If our listeners want, I agree with you 150% because you scare me. If our listeners, and you're right, if our listeners wanted to reach out to you to get a hold of you and your fine team, what's the best way to reach you?
224-239-3966 or SarahLeonardSells.com.
SarahLeonardSells.com. All right. Take care of your family that's sick. I hope you have a great weekend. Go Bears.
Thank you. Go Bears.
All right. Take care. That was Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard team at Legacy Properties. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The phone line, the text line, and the photo line is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing coming up after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Dykstra had a moment in my basement.
Oh, I did.
He's like, I really want to see your system.
And I'm like, all right, 20 minutes later, I really want to see your system. So like after the eighth time, I'm like, for love of God. So I took him in my basement. He was just having this personal event. I mean, I've never seen a guy so excited.
It doesn't take that much.
It doesn't, obviously rich, not.
You know? To get older, it takes less time.
Yeah.
Then a cigarette and a back rub and you're all good.
Yeah, I've never seen a guy that excited about a heating and air conditioning system, but wow.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
There's still marks on my basement floor. Where you, I have geothermal in my house, and Rich really wanted to see it. And he literally, Michael, he had a inner body experience.
It's from where I put the cigarette out, David.
Yep. That's yep. He was already at my house, so I didn't, for a party for all the listeners. You were there. And so I already had the food, and he already drove himself, so I didn't have to buy him dinner. I already bought him dinner and paid for the cab because his wife drove him. So, yeah, it was good. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Mr. Houston, so you're talking about leaks that popped up, all this rain. We're supposed to get sleet until about 1 o'clock. It's supposed to clear up for the game tonight, but got a lot of rain.
Hopefully we get a little snow, flurries.
I don't think so. Tonight.
Slushy.
It's supposed to be slushy, yeah.
A lot of rain. We got a lot of leaks. Not a lot of leaks, but a few leaks after the first of the year. And me being the guy that goes up on the roofs to find out why. And some of these were our roofs, and they were under warranty. I'm like, okay, why is this leaking? Well, I went up there, and guess what I found? Bullet holes.
What?
Bullet holes.
In a residential house or commercial?
Two commercial, one residential.
How do you? I know how you get bullet holes, but what? How does that happen?
So they weren't shot into the roof because they were not buried in the roof or anything like that. But when people shoot guns on New Year's Eve, the bullet goes up.
Must come down.
It has to come down. I don't know how high up I think one of the bullets was a 9mm, another one was a 44 Magnum, but. Ooh. These bullets go into the roof and they cause leaks.
Poke a hole?
Yep. Poke a hole. Celebrations. That bullet goes up, must come down. How high does a bullet go?
It'll go
mile?
About a mile.
Yeah. It has to come down.
Yep.
Found leaks. Save the bullets, too. I know.
What idiot is firing? I see the videos, right, of the... The knuckleheads.
It happens with air conditioners all the time.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, bullets.
Bullets.
The Robbins Library lost two units to bullets.
People just shooting it up in the air.
Yeah.
And the
or flying, shooting at the units, too.
Or taking target practice at the units. In Robbins.
They'll also penetrate shingle roofs. Most of what we found last week were in flat roofs in the city, but a bullet will also penetrate a shingle roof.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've got a variety of listeners out there. So if a listener knows, if you take a 44 mag, 45 magnum, what is it?
44 or 9 Rich, millimeter.
Or 40.
Yeah, 40, whatever. You take a revolver, a magnum revolver, right? For lack of, I'm not a gun guy.
Neither am I, really.
Okay, but I shot one because Dr. McGuire, my urologist, he took me shooting. Yeah. We went from 22 all the way up to the... Magnum?
Yeah, Magnum.
Magnum?
44 auto mag.
40, that thing had a kick, buddy, let me tell you. So I can understand. So for all of our armisters, what are they called? The gunsmiths out there who have guns, if you shoot a 9mm in the air, like how fast does it go up and how fast does it come down? Somebody's got to know that. I guarantee
it's
we're going to get
to it. It's got to go up faster than it comes down.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But it still has to come down. It's something coming down from... We could Google it, but a mile up, mile and a half up.
312-981-7200. Send
Let's
us
go outside and try the one in my pocket.
You're packing. He's got the Magnum in his back pocket. No, but I like to know that. So it's bullet holes. Is that covered under your lifetime warranty? I mean, 20-year warranty?
It really isn't because it's not a material or labor failure. So we went out and we patched these holes. It was real easy. But because the holes were so small, if a bullet hits your AC unit, is it under warranty?
No.
Right. So we went out, we fixed them. It was easy. But bullets.
1,500 feet per second, your average bullet goes up. Obviously, coming down, it decelerates.
Right. Yeah.
100 coming down 150 miles per hour, according to our fine production
150
staff.
Coming down. That's
I had no idea.
That'll hurt someone if it hits them.
Oh, well, yeah. It'll hurt a roof, too. That'll kill somebody if it hits them or take your arm off. My God, I had no idea It came down that fast.
Bullets.
Okay, so bullets.
Three just this week.
So what do you do?
We took them out and we patched the roofs.
How long of a job is that?
Less than an hour for two guys.
So, but a lot of rain. What should our listeners be doing in this environment? We got a minute before the break. What should our listeners be doing in this environment if they start seeing brown spots on their roof, or if they, if it starts drooping
in their ceilings?
Should they pop it to relieve the pressure or not do that?
It all depends, because you certainly don't want your drywall coming down. If you see dripping, at least it's coming out. But if you could take a screwdriver and put a hole in it and let it drip into a bucket or a pan, that's good for you. I'll put a towel in there so it doesn't splatter. But, call us. We're still coming out. The weather's conducive that we are doing work. We worked Monday, not Tuesday. Worked Wednesday, not Thursday. Just depends on the weather. Safety first, and that's it.
But get you guys on the schedule.
Oh, yeah. Get us on the schedule. We come out. We do the inspection. We see what's wrong. We make a plan for repairs and take care of it.
Phone number?
773-283-7675. Or info@lindholmroofing.com.
A little slower so our listeners that are number challenged. One more time.
773-283-7675.
All right, we got Rich Dykstra coming up next. He's representing Dorn Boss Heating and Air Conditioning. How'd I do? All right.
Perfect.
99 years in business this year. And we are 35 minutes away from Lydia, Packer fan, going head-to-head with me. Round three coming up. At the bottom at 11:32-ish. 312, I'm ready for. I'm just letting you know, Rich, I'm packed.
Okay, man.
312-981-7 with jokes.
Let's just leave it at that.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 W.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Rich Dykstra, Hall of Famer.
Yes, I am.
Who are you representing today, my friend?
I'm representing Dorn Boss Heating and Air Conditioning.
They are a family-owned heating and air conditioning company, started the same year that Dykstra started?
Nope, they started a year after we started.
Oh, copycats.
Yeah, I think so.
Family members?
Family members, yep.
So they saw the success that your grandfather had and had to get in some of that for themselves.
Yep, they're a union shop.
Okay.
So their people go through training for service, 597.
Okay.
And with the sheet metal, 73.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If somebody called Dorn Boss for a breakdown, like they used to call Dykstra for a breakdown.
Right.
A truck would come out and a technician would go in and analyze what's wrong with the unit. And correct. If the unit was 10 years old and maintained properly, is that still got some life into it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
And if it was a relay, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Of course.
So, naturally. But if there's some $6 part that you guys kept in the trucks, or if you didn't have it in the trucks, you had a runner come out and drop it off, and so the installer, or you had trucks somewhere else and you met up and came back, whatever the hell it was,
right,
and put it in, would you try to sell that homeowner a $7,000-$8,000 new unit, or would you and Dorn Boss, you know, I'm right. Terrible with names.
Yes, yeah.
Would thank you. Would you, or would you just sell them a service call to replace the part, and then the cost of having the technician with the trucks and all the and the union fare and all the cost and insurance and all that? So, would you just charge to replace the part, or would you sell them a new $7,000 to $10,000 unit?
We'd replace the part, take care of it. When you get into the 15 to 17 years old,
yeah,
then you want to take another look at it.
Okay.
A little closer look at it. It's not worth repairing sometimes.
Well, and if you've got a properly maintained unit that you got a technician to come out, we've had listeners call into the show with 20 to 25-year-old units humming along perfectly that you've gone to see
right
personally, and all they needed was a part.
A small part.
Small part, and that unit was great because they maintained it.
Right. Like with a boiler. A cast iron boiler will last you 50 years.
They're still out there.
They're still out there, yeah. The forced air furnaces, depending on brand, and maintenance is a big thing.
Okay.
You have to maintain it.
And what calls are they getting in this time of year? Obviously, it's winter.
It's winter. The one of the bigger culprits that I talk about every year, every time, are dirty filters.
Dirty filters.
You know, it's not. It'll hit in the heating time. The furnace will shut off on high limit.
Yep.
It gets too hot. Excuse me.
You're all choked up. You haven't been on in a while. I know. It gets to you.
Yeah, I know.
We got tissues to your right as well. Go ahead.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. It gets too hot and shuts off.
Okay.
And it'll do that three times and then lock out.
Ooh. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Because of a dirty filter.
Right. It gets too hot. In the summer, it ices up. Huh. Because it's not getting enough airflow across it.
Interesting.
So. And there's the occasional motor that goes bad and inducer and stuff like that, but if it's maintained, you eliminate probably 80% of those calls.
Does Dorn Boss offer the same type of service that you guys offered with the annual inspection and the annual changing out of the filters and all that?
Absolutely. They have service contracts, maintenance agreements.
24 hours, if God forbid something.
24-hour service. And two, you know, customers should look at that. People tend to freak when they don't have heat. Oh, it's 12 o'clock at night. I don't have any heat. We have to get a guy out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Your house is not going to freeze.
Got it.
You know, wait till the next day. You can put a call in, and somebody will come out there 8 to 9 o'clock. I mean, it might get a little chilly in the house, but it's not going to freeze.
Get another blanket, put on the thermal underpants, which I'm wearing now.
Electric
I'm very
blanket.
Comfortable,
yeah. Yeah,
right? Electric blanket, yeah. Throw on, you know, some PJs, and away you go.
Away you go.
And those thermal underpants, you have to be careful, Rich. As you know, if you don't have it to the right setting, things get a little
steamy,
toasty, get a little steamy and could leave burn marks.
Could be burn marks.
Which is tough to explain to the wife.
It is.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Big thing that you guys do or did at Dykstra was vent cleanings.
Yeah, duct cleaning.
Duct cleaning. Yeah. Does this fine company... Dorn Boss do that as well?
Yes, they do. They'll come out. They'll do a fine job. That's the nice thing with it being family-owned and union, you're going to get a top drawer. No games at all.
And what guarantee do they have compared to these larger big-box companies that are all over the TV and, you know, coming out? They're not talking about their service. They're talking about just, you know, replacing the units and all that stuff. What are you looking at?
Depending on what unit they go with, the heat exchangers could have a lifetime warranty on them.
Mm.
You know, minimum is 20 years. Minimum's 20 years on a heat exchanger. And on parts, it's usually 10 years if it's registered.
Okay.
They have to register. And that's where companies like ours, we did the registration.
Oh.
So that we knew it was done. These bigger companies will say, well, you got to register. Don't forget to register it.
Oh, so they throw it on your back to register.
They take the paperwork and they put it in the drawer and... You know, 6 years down the road, they need a motor. Well, I thought it was in warranty. You said 10 years on parts.
And it wasn't registered.
It wasn't registered.
So That's the game.
What other things
should our listeners be aware of?
As far as, I mean...
The always, tricks of the trade and the games that these companies play.
Always get a second opinion.
Okay.
You know, they'll come in. A lot of companies will come in and say, oh, you need a new heat exchanger. Your furnace is cracked. It's time for a new furnace. You have to do it right away.
So if the heat exchanger goes out, do you need a new furnace or can you replace the heat exchanger?
You can replace the heat exchanger in warranty,
mm-hmm.
but you have to take the whole furnace apart to do that.
Yeah, that's expensive.
It's expensive. So a lot of times if it's a bad heat exchanger and it's 10 to 15 years old, replace the furnace.
So anybody south and east of 55?
Right.
Right? Where the Dorn Boss is the company. Anybody north of 55, it's Lindemann because they don't go south.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so that's kind of like the demilitarized zone.
Exactly.
And if our listeners want more information about this fine company or have any questions about heating and air conditioning or vent cleaning or boilers, you're here through the end of the show, 312-981-7200. But what's the number should they call to get a hold of Dorn Boss?
708-831-2281.
What are the colors? What are their colors? Dorn Boss's colors?
They're like orange and black. It's a cut of, they just did a new logo.
Red and blue.
Red and blue,
a little gold.
Yeah.
I probably look good in one of those double XL sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Working out.
Yeah.
Got big shoulders.
Just saying. I know.
All right. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out.
708-831-2281 or info@dornboss.com.
DORNBO.
DOO. RNBOS.
DOORNBOS. S.
Okay, so I had it backwards.
COM. Thank you. You're welcome. That was Rich Dykstra, Hall of Fame Heating and Air Conditioning Company. He'll be here through the end of the show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I have in front of me, gentlemen, 4 pages of text messages that we will get to after the break, leading up to Lydia Stitch coming in for round three. 12-year-old Packer fan with sass and attitude. She's going down. I got something big planned. Respectfully, Mike. It's all respectfully. I got to be careful. She's 12 years old. I don't want to have any people come after me for child endangerment on the radio. I want to be respectful as much as I can. All right. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
My blower has been running for the last 10 years.
What did you just say?
David's going to go somewhere with that.
I already did. I said I checked with his wife, and she confirmed that. Our listeners know.
They know.
A sarcastic remark is coming.
Like a soft pitch and a home run.
I know. 3-2 fastball, and the fastball's coming.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to go to Orland Park with Tricia. How are you, Tricia?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. We have
a show.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. You got a question for Rich Dykstra?
I do. I'm planning to get a new furnace and air conditioner this year.
Okay.
And I want to know what to ask the HVAC companies about a problem. The rooms, 2 rooms farthest away from the furnace are like 5 degrees colder.
Okay.
Is there something they can do, either a larger size furnace, or is there like an auxiliary blower motor, or what can they do to make those 2 rooms warmer?
It's, a lot of times it could be a balancing issue where there's dampers in all the ductwork, and if you shut the ones closer to the furnace down, it forces the air to go down the trunk line farther, so you have more heat available for those rooms.
Because I've closed the vents, or almost closed the vents, in the rooms that get the most heat, and
that doesn't help a lot. You have to get it closer to the source. To where are the rooms? Are they over a garage, or where
no,
are they?
They're over
a heated over a basement, or.
It's not a. It's only a half basement. It's on the half that is
crawl space.
Just got a crawl space.
Okay,
it's a cemented crawl space.
Right. Yeah. It's just a balancing issue, and that's something when a true heating company comes out, they'll look at the entire system. They won't go. They won't say, "Oh, you have a 100,000 BTU furnace. We're going to go back with a 100,000 BTU furnace." A lot of times they're oversized anyway, so they'll come out, do a complete survey. They'll look at your ductwork, and they should make a recommendation and tell them what the problems are, because they can't guess what they are. Tell them what they are and then see what response they have. And then, too, I live in Orland Park, so if a situation comes up, I can run out, take a look at it for you. I mean, I'm not in business anymore, but I'd be glad to do that. And Dornbos certainly would come out and do that.
How do you spell Dornbos?
D-O-O. R-N-B-O-S. Dornbos.
Did you get that, Tricia? D-O-R-N-B-O-S.
No.
No, I screwed up.
Two O's.
D-O-O-R-N-B-O-S. Just how I thought about it.
Not to be confused with doorknobs.
Right. If I would have had, if I had a sweatshirt on, I'd be able to read it off my sweatshirt. But I don't have a sweatshirt.
Is that a hint?
That's not a hint. It's kind of like what I'm saying.
He wants it in the mail Monday.
Yeah. Tricia, does that make sense? We'll have somebody from Dornbos give you a call during the bottom of the hour break and answer your questions further. Is that okay?
Well, that's not necessary because I'm not going to get in the new furnace now, but it'll be like later in the year, maybe. Okay.
When you're ready, give us a call. When you're ready, give us a call.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Tricia.
Thank you so much.
All right. What's the score for the Packers game tonight? Bears-Packers game, Tricia.
34-30.
That a girl. Who? Wait.
Of course the Bears.
Oh, Bears. Okay, that's fine. Of course the Bears. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Tricia, we appreciate you calling into the show. Text text messages, plenty full. Here we go. Does Lindholm Roofing service Crete, Illinois?
Yes.
There you go. Okay. Good morning, everybody. I have a mortgage, a question about mortgage interest. Can I deduct on my taxes? There have been no change to my mortgage at all, yet every year it seems I can deduct less. Why is that? I'm not a tax preparer. I always recommend these questions to your tax preparer. The reason you probably could deduct less is you're paying more principal down and less interest the further you get into your loan. But I will encourage you to bring this question up with whoever prepares your taxes. David, haven't seen the latest video of you attending the county board meeting, giving Tony Preckwinkle a piece of your mind. If you go online to Twitter, Facebook, everything social media, Team Hochberg, David Hochberg, it's all over. If you email me, david@56david.com, I will send you the link to it. By the way, 66 days until the next election. 773, my son is interested in buying a home. His lease runs until July where he rents. When should he start looking for a property to purchase? You should probably get in touch with the, you should probably get pre-approved now. And you should probably have start having preliminary conversations with Sarah Leonard's team now. So she could put your son on an MLS search. So your son could get listings dropped into his email inbox on a continual basis of the property that he's interested in. So he could start learning more about what's happening in the marketplace, market times, prices. You know, it listed at 300, it sold for 310, listed at 300, sold for 285. So he could educate himself. That's what I would recommend. Dave, if not mistaken, all of the majority, if I'm not mistaken, all or a majority of the states that people are moving to are red states. And I think, Mike, you made a comment during the break about Governor Pritzker, what U-Haul is going to be giving
him. Oh, U-Haul Salesman of the Year Award.
Yeah. Right up there with Gavin Newsom. So let's see. Texas, number one, red state. Florida, red state. North Carolina, it's a red state, but no, I think it's a blue.
Purple.
It's a purple state. Tennessee is a red state. South Carolina is a red state. Washington State is, that's a blue state, I believe. Arizona is a purple state. Idaho is red. Alabama, red. Georgia, red. So eight to two. But I can tell you at the bottom, the last, here, California is number 50, Illinois 49, Jersey is 48, New York 47, Massachusetts 46, Maryland 45, 44, Pennsylvania, Ohio dropped unbelievably. And Ohio's a red state. They dropped 17 spots. What am I talking about? Last year they were 14, so they dropped a ton last year. So, yeah, I mean, the bottom 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, are blue states.
What does that tell you?
It tells you that people don't want to move to blue states. And the thing that you have to, Rich, you made the comment. I said, what does that do if you're renting a U-Haul and moving to Illinois? You're going to pay more.
When you get here.
To rent that U-Haul because they can't get it out of Illinois. That's what it's saying. So when a U-Haul comes to from another state to Illinois, they're 49th on the list for getting that U-Haul out of Illinois back to another state. U-Haul makes money, and Penske and all these other companies churn and burn. Somebody made a comment about a private company. Beacons does the same. All these large moving companies do the same report, and Illinois is always at the bottom three or four. Okay, so 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Here's the email. That's not complete data from a scientific method perspective. People moving their households using U-Haul would be lower income folks. Not necessarily. You'd have to include pods, movers, and the professional movers to see everyone's leaving. I'm just making a comment. I said U-Haul. Next week I'll come in with the Beacons report because Beacons does the same thing. Mayflower does the same thing. All of these large moving companies do the same thing because they're in business to do what, Mike?
Make money
and move
people.
And when they get from Chicago, down to Texas, there is a much greater opportunity for them to load up that truck when it gets down to Texas and move it someplace back to the United States. It's not most likely not coming back to Illinois or going to California. That's what it means. And then when you get here, what did you say, Rich?
You pay.
312-981-7200. Thank goodness for correcting William Pulte, Fox News, misinformation, lies. I'm 85 years old. Love you so much for speaking the truth to power, not backing down. T.S. in Peoria, that's very nice. Here's an interesting one. A nationwide cap on credit card interest rates would be a change in federal law. Requires a bill passed by the House and the Senate and the president's signature or veto override. Without legislation, there's no general president authorization to impose a 10% cap on private credit contracts. Denny, so the last time that the government attacked this was, it was called the Schumer Law. It was under Obama 1. You look it up. They changed the credit card rules of what credit cards can charge. Okay. So what did the credit cards do? The minimum credit card payment used to be 2%. So when you start screwing around with the matrix here, credit card companies like, all right, no problem, Senator Schumer and the in Congress, up your wahoo, right? We're going to go from 2% minimum payments up to 4%. So most credit cards now, and the people that are carrying the credit card debt, I'm not laughing, it's ridiculous, right? These are the folks that need the 2% more than the 4%. So you fix something on the backside, and then on the front side, these poor people who have these credit card debts, you just jacked up the minimum payments. So I don't know how the president, I think I said it. I don't know how the, I didn't think the president had the power to do it, but he said he can. So we'll see if he can. I didn't think he, I mean, it's private business. I don't know how you control the private business from doing what you want to do, but listen.
When does that go into effect?
20th.
Well, listen. The anniversary of when he got in.
Okay. We'll see if it happens. Okay. All because he tweets it out or Truth Socials it out doesn't mean it's going to happen. All right. Still waiting for the health care bill from the first administration. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Since I screwed up last time, I'm going to make it up now. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And after the news, Roundtree, that's how we say three here in Chicago, Roundtree of me going head-to-head with Lydia, the Packers fan from Columbus, Ohio, after these messages. Well, thanks, Fox Sports, for those clips. Lydia, how are you? Lydia, hold on. We got to bring Lydia on here. Hold on. There's Lydia. Lydia, how are you?
Good.
You ready for round three, Lydia?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, when an athlete like myself is overmatched, married man, one successful, one not so successful as of last night, 11 o'clock, when I kissed my wife goodnight, still married. I know when a woman just absolutely dominates me, and when that happens, I call in backup, Lydia. And since you absolutely crushed me last time, I brought in a replacement for myself because I was horrible. All right, and just want to start this battle. Start off by introducing Lydia. Hit the bell there, man. In the green and yellow corner, we have Lydia Stitch, 4'6", 180 pounds. 100 pounds of that is all sass. 80 pounds actual weight, 180 pounds total. Resides in Columbus, Ohio, goes to McCord Middle School. Favorite player is Romeo Doubs. In the blue and orange corner, like a welcome to the show, Lincoln Foster, 10 years old, 4'5", 62 pounds, because he doesn't have any sass. He's got confidence. Resides out of Algonquin, Illinois. Goes to Algonquin Lakes Elementary School. Colston Loveland's his favorite player. Like to thank Miss Hendrickson for putting this together. Lincoln, how are you?
Good.
You ready?
Yep.
You ready?
Yes.
She's got age, and she's got height on you, Lydia, Lincoln. All right, so we're going to go Lydia first. So, Lydia, come out, swing, and go.
How do you get a one-armed Bears fan out of a tree?
How do you get a one-armed Bears fan out of a tree, Lydia?
You wave to him.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know about that. I think I missed the target. Lincoln, you're up. Make us proud, Lincoln. You're representing millions of Bears fans out there in the whole city of Chicago. So go ahead, Lincoln. You're up.
What's the best way to teach your dog to roll over and play dead?
What's the best way to teach your dog to roll over and pretend he's dead? Go ahead.
Have him watch a couple of Packers games.
I like that. Yeah. Have him watch a couple. Okay, we're off to a roaring start. Lydia, you're up. Go.
What's one sentence you'll never hear someone say in their life?
One sentence you never hear someone say in your life. Go.
Introducing this year's new Super Bowl champions, the Chicago Bears.
Ouch. All right, that's getting below the belt there, Lydia. Let's raise them up a little bit, okay? That's getting close. All right, Lincoln, fire away, buddy. That hit hard, Lincoln. You're up.
Did you hear that the Packers don't have a website?
What I did not hear the Packers didn't have a website. Why is that?
They can't string three W's together.
Our friend Algonquin is coming back. Round three. Go ahead, Lydia. You're up.
My mom was going to put my fat dog in a Chicago Bears jersey, but then she remembered it was a choking hazard.
Oh, choking jokes there, Lincoln. Go ahead. You got to defend us, Lincoln. Go ahead. Go.
What do the Packers and Chick-fil-A manager have in common?
What do Packers and Chick-fil-A managers have in common, Lincoln?
They both don't show up for work on Sundays.
Bingo! All right, I think Lincoln's coming in strong there, Lydia. I like this. I'm not taking body shots this weekend. Lydia, you're up.
Why is it so easy to tell a Packers quarterback from a Bears quarterback?
Why is it so easy to tell a Packers quarterback from a Bears quarterback?
The Packers quarterback is the one holding the trophy. The Bears quarterback is the one holding the clipboard.
That's a good one. All right. Lincoln, she's coming back strong, Lincoln. You're up.
Did you hear about the fire at the Packers library facility?
I did not hear about the fire at the Packers library facility.
Both books were burned, and one of them hadn't even been colored in yet.
All right, Lydia, we got some good. I'm glad I called in the righty Lincoln here to replace me because I can't even compete with Lincoln. All right, you're up, Lydia.
I love my coloring books, but anyways, how do you keep a Bears fan off your porch?
I know where this is going. Okay. How do you keep a Bears fan off your porch?
Draw a goal line across it.
Okay, nice shot. I think Lincoln's got something similar. Lincoln, you're up.
Why did Jordan Love get so excited when he finished his jigsaw puzzle?
Why did Jordan Love, quarterback of the Packers, get so excited when he finished his jigsaw puzzle?
Because on the box it said 2 to 4 years.
Lydia, this is we got headshots going now. You're up, Lydia.
Where is the safest place to be when you encounter a bear?
Where is the safest place to be when you encounter a bear?
The end zone, because the bears don't know it exists.
Well, they seem to know where it exists at the end of last game when Caleb Williams found DJ Moore there, but I digress. All right, back to Lincoln and Algonquin. You're up, Lincoln.
Why does Jaden Reed have such trouble getting into his own driveway?
Why?
Because someone painted an end zone on it.
Kind of like the goal line joke. You got any more, Lydia?
Yeah. How do you keep a Chicago Bears player from stealing your lunch?
Go ahead. How do you keep a Chicago Bears player from stealing your lunch?
You put it in a trophy case.
Oh, nice shot. All right, Lincoln, last one, buddy. End it strong here, brother. End it strong.
How do you keep a Packers player out of your yard?
How do you keep a Packers player out of your yard?
Put up goalposts.
That a boy. All right, well, we appreciate Lydia. Lydia, give me your best prediction for score tonight, Lydia.
I think the Packers are going to win by like 6 or 7 points because the last time the Bears beat the Packers in the playoffs was after Pearl Harbor and during World War II.
She can't even give a score without taking a shot. Okay, Lincoln, what do you think the score of tonight's game is going to be?
24-17.
All right. Well, I want to thank these two. I'm sorry. Did you want to finish it with something, Lincoln?
Bear down!
All right, so hang on. I think we got somebody special also. Go ahead there, Benny. Go Bears! All right, Lydia, 12-year-old, Stitch out of Columbus, Ohio, and Lincoln Foster, 10-year-old out of Algonquin. You guys did great. We appreciate you taking the time. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choices. We're going to take a quick break here. And by the way, the Bears are going to win by 40. Well, we're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Let's review.
I got a sensitive bum, okay? Just want to throw that out there. It's one of my highlighted features when I'm hired to talk.
What did you say?
You have a bum for radio.
I can't believe that you just said that.
I've never been hired to talk. That's the problem.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Special thanks to Lydia Stitch, my coworker's 12-year-old daughter, and Lincoln Foster, my new friend up there in Algonquin, my 10-year-old friend from Algonquin Lake Elementary School. And special shout-out to Ms. Hendrickson for setting all of that up for us. I want to thank all the weak moms in Northbrook and Glenview. I posted something on Moms of Northbrook, and nobody sent me an email. Just soft people in my neighborhood. Up in the North Shore. These kids out in Algonquin are tough. 312-981-7. My son doesn't daughter doesn't want to go on the radio. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So I just want to address something. I misspoke about the U-Haul, and our texter said it right. If you are moving to Illinois, you would be paying more money because the trucks are stuck here. Not if you're leaving Illinois. If you're renting a U-Haul to leave Illinois, you're not going to be paying more because they want the trucks the hell out of Illinois. It's when you are renting a truck to move your stuff to Illinois, you're probably going to be paying a couple of more bucks, a couple of shekels more because it's number 49 on the move out state, list. So, backhaul list. So I apologize, and of course our listeners are on the ball, always listening, and fixed that for me. We had one, Rich,
blower.
The blower. Did you find that text message?
Yeah, it was in there. They have a furnace that takes its exhaust and out through the wall and takes its fresh air in. Is it necessary to keep the blower running?
Okay.
The blower should be running all the time.
Really?
That's for the inside air, to circulate the air inside the house. And most of the new equipment, it costs you pennies to let that blower run.
Okay.
So I would recommend leaving your blower going.
773, is Dykstra still in business? Recommendations for St. Charles.
Dykstra is not in business, but you can expect the same quality of service from Dornbos Heating and Air Conditioning.
They will go out to St. Charles.
No, that would be... Oh, yeah, they would.
Yeah,
they
that would
St.
be
Charles.
You. Yeah, they'll go to St. Charles. And the phone number that our texter should call is what?
708-831-2281.
All right. We got an anode question here. Should the anode rod, this is more of a Mike Epping question, but I'm sure you've got experience in this. Should an anode rod in my electric heater be replaced every 2 to 3 years?
Not if you're on city water. There's no need to do that.
Okay. If you're on city water,
it's fine.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. Dave, you're right. Several years ago, I called up one of these cash-as-is sale companies. They offered me $180,000 for a two-unit building. Okay? I thought it was an insult. I sold it with a licensed realtor for $318,000. Okay? That's a pretty big difference, 130 G's. Just to confirm what Sarah was saying. Sarah describing buy home as is. That scenario is excellent for first-time homebuyers who are looking for a deal. I don't know about that. Sometimes most first-time homebuyers want to buy a home and not have to fiddle fuss around with it. But it's good for somebody who's handy and wants to get in and get a good opportunity and get going there. 312-981-7200. Hey, Hochberg, last game for someone tonight. This is a Packers fan, so we got to read it slowly. Great bust in your stones this season. It would be terrific if the Packers took the Bears out after such a great season. Likewise, it would be terrific if the Bears finally topple the Packers. Either way, it's going to be an awesome game. P.S. Bears suck, go Packers. So I'm not going to read that on air because that's an insult to our Bears fans. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Another great show. It's always great to hear Sarah. Sarah, thanks for being on the show. We always look forward to hearing from you. Thanks, George. So there you go. We talked about the. I'd be interested in that. The legislation, if somebody knows more about that, wants to call in. I don't think the president has the power to tell private companies what to cap their rates at.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
No.
It'll look good in a tweet. So, again, a lot of what the president says until it actually happens, we'll see what happens, right? Like that $2,000 check everybody's expecting from all the tariff revenue. So you're basically going to get back the money that you paid into the system.
Right. For people that have high interest rates, that's what they want to hear.
Yeah.
It's going down to 10%.
Yeah, well, sure. For anybody, you know, anything less is great.
Yep. Okay,
right? So just keep talking. We'll see what's on the other side. A few years ago, this is a bullet. Ready for this?
A
few years ago, in Hammond, Indiana, a 14-year-old was killed by a bullet that was shot in the air. Bullet hit the young man in the head. He collapsed playing basketball at Edison Grade School with his buddies. Roofs can be fixed. How about that?
That's, yeah.
So just
sad. Just don't shoot your guns up in the air. It's
stupid.
The bullet has to come down. It's going to hit something or someone.
Something or someone. Right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Seriously, what are those kids going to do with floor cleaner? Why not give them WGN t-shirt they could wear? All right, it's a good recommendation. Ashley, can we get a couple of WGN t-shirts to give these two young individuals? All right, 847. Shots fired. Okay, we'll get them a t-shirt.
Those ball caps are nice, too.
All right, we'll get them a ball cap.
And or a Dornbos sweatshirt.
Dornbos. No, I'm getting one of those before they do. 312-981-7200. Hang on, we've got Pat in Arlington Heights with a question for you, Mr. Dykstra. Pat, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. What's going on? How can we help?
Well, I'm calling because I have an appointment actually scheduled for a furnace man to come out. The fan seems to keep running continually, not continually, but almost all the time on my furnace. My condo is set at 72. And then the problem is the air that is coming out of somewhere is very cool. So it actually feels like it's very cold in there because of the cold air coming in.
Condo air furnace challenges, Rich. Is that a different type of animal or no?
No, no.
Okay.
Check your thermostat. There's a switch on the thermostat for the fan. Fan that says auto or on.
Oh, yeah.
It might be in the on position. Auto. Put it in auto.
No, okay, it is.
It is in auto. But does the fan run constant, won't shut off?
Well, not constantly, but at least 60, 70% of the time when it's very cold out. But the problem, if you're sitting down, and I don't know if I can shut off cold air returns, if that is the issue, but it just feels like a cool draft instead of a warm.
See, how old is the furnace? Just out of curiosity.
I would say 20 years old.
Ooh. Yeah, it's, you might want to really consider a new one, because the new ones run totally different. They're a lot more efficient, than what you have, and that problem would be taken care of.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you in a high-rise condo, or are you in a townhouse condo?
No, it's just seven floors. And I'm on the third floor.
All right, so those are different than individual units that are townhouses. How does that come into play?
Okay.
Yeah, is it a gas? It wouldn't be a gas furnace. It's electric then, right?
It is a gas furnace.
Oh, it is a gas furnace. I'm surprised.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm surprised. It could be in the low voltage wiring. There could be an issue.
Okay.
Long as you have service coming out. But at that age of 20 years, it's time. It's time.
Okay.
Is it Pat's responsibility or the condo association's responsibility?
Pat's
responsibility.
Pat's responsibility.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Pat. You got the money for it, Pat?
Okay, thanks.
You got the money for it?
Thank you very much.
Pat, do you have the money for it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I hope so.
Okay. Well, up there in Arlington Heights is handled by Lindemann. So we could refer you out to them if you'd like.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. We're going to take a quick.
Turned off my microphone. Genius, no problem. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a break here in about a minute. Can you mention what you mentioned in the next 45 seconds about the World War II veterans? We have 1,600 to 1,700 WW2 veterans and surviving spouses. I turned your mic off. That's
World War II veterans, whether they served overseas or not. If you were a veteran and served during World War II in the state of Illinois, you are eligible for zero property taxes on your primary residence, including your spouse.
Total exemption.
Zero property taxes on your primary residence.
And what do they have to do? Get their DD-214 to show that they served in World War II?
Bring it to your local
tax
assessor.
Okay. So that's the DD-214, Department of Defense Form 214.
Yes, sir.
Bring that to the assessor's officer. Go online and report it and figure it out from there. All right. Well, thank you for that tip. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And after the news, we've got Tim Stearns coming in with tips to set yourself up financially, and Roy Spencer talking about how to clean out your basement and with all this rain after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Just want to put a special shout out at the top of the hour, the 12 o'clock hour. For the remainder of the year, we're going to promote KCTCU's auto loans and HELOCs. New auto loans as low as 4.49, used auto loans as low as 5.18, and title loans 5.18 for 60 months. You have to qualify. And HELOCs starting at 6.75 for if you qualify, with the start rate prime minus 2. Very important to think about if you have a used car loan and your credit's gotten better since you took out the used car loan with the crappy rate. Call KCTCU or call me. I'll introduce you to KCTCU to see if they can refinance that car loan. Save yourself a ton of money. Before we get to Tim and to Roy Spencer, Jimmy's got a question for you, Michael. Jim, thanks for calling into the show.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk. I'm retired and a veteran, and I was wondering if there's any organizations to help me out financially to get a roof that's leaking from the recent rains.
The VA will help. Most of the time, it depends on your status, if you're involved in the VA or you're a member of VA healthcare. But there are forms you can fill out. It's called the Home Improvement and Structural Alterations, HISA. And there's a VA form, number 100103. Did you get that, Jim?
You want to say that again?
I did, and
you got it. Good.
Yes, I did, and I really appreciate your help. And thanks, Mike, for doing all the stuff that you're doing for veterans.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, thanks for your service, Jim. What branch?
Army.
All right. Thank you for your service, my friend. Hang out for your Mr. Floyd. We're going to give Jim two because he's a veteran. 312-981-7200. We're going to go out to Tim Stearns. Tim Stearns, how are you?
Good, David. How are you doing?
Good. Financial planner of the show. Expert on the show, wanted to call in just to give some financial tips, three financial tips to start out the new year so everybody's got a good foundation. What are the top three, Mr. Stearns?
The top three that we're talking about with our clients is, number one, make sure you have a plan for your retirement. I don't care what your age is. What does that look like? You make sure that you put it together at the beginning of the year and you stay true to it.
Two.
Number two, you have the commercials that say, what's in your wallet? Well, what's in your portfolio? You know, people are having this recency bias that we're seeing where they think market's just going to keep going up and up and up. And, you know, we're worried about, you know, usually every 7 years there's a correction. It's been a long time since we've had one. And a lot of these advisors that are in the business right now don't remember those days because they weren't in the business. So make sure you're checking your risk at the table there based on your age.
And the third one out of the top three?
The third one is important because right now, you know, these are the lowest tax rates we'll have since 1982. And before that, it was 1920. So is a Roth somewhere we should be in? Probably. or Roth conversions if you're not working. Those are the things that we're talking to our clients about. You know, it's this, these low historic rates, you got to take advantage of it.
Any last words before we roll over to Roy Spencer and get some tips on how to dry out our basements?
No, sir. I just would like everyone to know that that girl, she's a badass out there in Ohio.
Lydia Stitch?
She scares the heck out of me.
In Columbus?
Yes.
That's why I brought in Lincoln. I mean, she smoked me two weekends in a, you know, twice in like 3 weeks. I couldn't take it any longer. So I had to bring in, him back up.
Right. The first show I was ever on with you, she called in. She was a scary lady.
Yeah. 12 years old.
Her a girl. That's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. 80 pounds, actually 180 pounds with her sass. 80 pounds, actually. She's got 100 pounds of attitude. All right, bud. Our phone number, if our listeners want to reach out to you in your fine office.
Absolutely. 1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
All right, Tim, you have a great great weekend and happy, healthy new year to you, buddy.
Hey, same to you, David. Thank you. Bye.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We're going to go to Roy Spencer now on line 7. Roy, how are you?
I'm great, David. How you doing?
I'm great. As I'm driving home, I believe Wednesday night, white-knuckled on 294 with everybody flashing their lights with the rain going sideways, I'm thinking Roy Spencer is having a field day right now because his phones are blowing up because the all that water's got to go someplace, Roy. And what should our listeners – I'm sure your phones have been just inundated with callers from calls from our listeners. What should our listeners do during these times if they have water in their basement, my friend?
Well, number one thing, David, is to watch. You know, see where it's coming in as much as possible. Get down there as quick as you can. And it's always helpful when we get there to give you the free estimate if you can give us as much information you can, because sometimes the water runs across the room and settles in a low part of the floor. But, you know, do the best you can. Our guys are experts. They can usually reconstruct things when they get there and stuff. But the first thing to do is just, you know, get down there and watch. And then, of course, do what you can to move things to high ground and mitigate your damages. If you get a chance, you know, go outside, make sure your gutters are extended. We should have done all that in the warm weather. But I guess the number one thing is to check your sump pump, make sure it's working, because there's some underground discharges that froze in the wintertime, and they may not have thawed out yet, and then the pump can't work, and then you could be getting a lot of water in your basement, and pump might be humming and making noise, but if it's not throwing water out and you open up the pump lid and the water's not going down, that means your sump pump discharge is frozen or your pump's not working for another reason. So that's probably the first thing. And when you call us to get a free estimate at 800-421-SEAL, make sure you tell them, hey, I think my sump pump's out, because those when we triage your calls, we're going to get to the sump pump calls first thing.
Okay. And the phone number that our listeners should call first and foremost to get a hold of you and your tribe to get a scheduled free estimate out there. What's the best way to reach you and your team, Roy?
At 800-421-SEAL. It's 800-421-7325. And really is a good idea to call right away. We have gotten over 500 calls the last couple of days. But this happened at a good time because it's our slow time of year. So we were running slow, swift. Crews and consultants that can get out there pretty quickly. So it's a great time to give us a call.
And if they have water this time around, next rain episode, most likely going to come back, Roy? You know, the percentage of that happening again is what?
100%. You know, I will guarantee if they're getting seepage in their basement today, they're going to get it again, and it's probably going to get worse because that's what water problems do. So. Yeah. It's not unusual. It's unusual to get a January rain, but that's a good heads up. Better to call and deal with it now, because in the spring when we're really busy and everybody else is having problems, you're going to have it worse. So it's a great day to call.
I did that for our good friend Joe Hogle because he loved when you said 100%.
I thought it being teed up there.
You are. No.
Joe, as usual, is spot on.
Yes, 100%. Well, our listeners, one more time before we hit the break, Roy, if they want to reach out to you and be the 501st and up to 600th caller, what's the number that they should reach out to get on your schedule?
800-421-7325. 7325, or they can go to permaseal.net and they can schedule their own appointment right there.
All right, buddy. Send my best to Laura Ann. You guys have a happy and healthy new year, Roy.
Thanks a lot, David. Take care.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. Pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
How do they get rid of chipmunks?
Joe has had some success.
No, I'm not going to come across as the number one chipmunk killer on the show.
That's Dextra.
That's Dextra.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. A little context. We're sitting here minding our own business, and Janelle was on, and Rich Dykes, we're talking chipmunks, and Rich is like, I'm sitting in my living room with my shotgun in my underpants taking out chipmunks in my backyard. True?
Not a shotgun. It was a rifle.
Okay, a rifle. Okay.
BB gun?
No, it was a rifle.
Good God.
Probably not with an ordinance of Orland Park where he lives, but statute of limitations are over.
I had 28 chipmunks hanging in my shed.
Yeah. Well, and after he got done with them, there were 27. He's a bad shot.
Yeah.
But the shed was full of holes. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. How do you circumcise a Packers fan? I can't say that on the air. Okay, so yeah, it's funny, but I can't say that. Ashley, want to read this? Assistant program manager. 312-981-7200. How about break tax breaks for Korean veterans, Mike? That tax break should be passed to Korean veterans, too. It's estimated under 200,000 are alive because they'd be in their 90s. What are your thoughts on the Korean veterans?
They should also be granted that benefit, but they're not yet.
Right. All of this whataboutism. Hey, tell you what. Why don't we be happy for the World War II veterans and let them get their solid, and let them get theirs. There's 1,600. I can't believe there's that many still alive in Illinois.
Between 16 and 1,800 in Illinois that are still alive. That doesn't mean they're all homeowners.
Right.
But if they are.
Get it.
Or their spouse.
Get yours.
They get that benefit.
Okay. Well, if you know somebody who's a World War II veteran that owns a home here in Illinois, get on it.
Silly question. Would it be retroactive?
Yes. It goes back to last year. Last year is when it came into effect.
Hmm.
So if they've already paid taxes this year for last year, they will get that back.
There you go. That's fantastic. And you are a veteran service officer? Or
I'm a post service officer at the Villa Park VFW.
Okay. Navy?
Navy, yes, sir.
How many years did you serve?
Six. Or 4 years active, 2 years reserve.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
David, your show rocks. What a great idea to have Lydia and Lincoln on. So funny, go Bears. Wanted to God bless David Hochberg's team, the Bears, and wish them luck. There will be pennies from heaven, so make sure you have your umbrellas upside down. God bless David Hochberg's team. Go Bears. Okay, well, thank you for that. He doesn't have the power to do majority of what he has done, according to that was a comment about their president. Glad you're sending the kids shirts. I'm not saying that. How do you check your credit score for free? Go to annualcreditreport.com. Annualcreditreport.com. Two things. Be careful how you spell that, because if you miss a letter, it'll take you to some pretty funky websites, Mike. Okay? And number two, do not pay for the credit scores. Don't pay for the credit scores. Third tip, stagger them. You pull one today, another one in 4 months, and then another one 4 months after, because you get a free report from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And if you have trouble with all three right now, pull them now so you can see what they're saying. But typically, they have the same thing. And I just like to stagger them if you're going to do that. So do TransUnion because it's a Chicago-based company now. It's easy to remember. Do Experian in 4 months and do Equifax 4 months later. Then TransUnion again next January. And you'll have a free report rolling every 4 months. So there you go.
If you have a Discover card. It's right on Discover card, too.
Well, that's TransUnion.
TransUnion.
Right,
okay.
TransUnion. And if you have a Citibank card, well, it gives you your credit score.
Right.
It doesn't give you your credit report. Right. So if you want to see, and Citibank is very accurate. Chase card, my kids have Chase, very accurate. Discover, very accurate credit scores. Right. But if you want your credit report, annual credit report, type very slowly to make sure you spell it out before you hit send, because you might get a bunch of pop-ups. Not that I speak from experience, but just a friend of mine told me that.
Two N's.
Yes, two N's. Please, two N's. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Is it necessary for you to talk about your undergarments every Saturday? No, But when Rich Dykstra brings it up, I've got to comment on it because I'm a man of the people. 312-981-7200. I'm not giving you a shot at mice and chipmunks and that's feral cats. I'm staying away from that because I know you'd answer, and I'd have the DCSF or the whatever it's called.
ASPCA.
I don't need them after me either. Got enough people after me. 312-981-7200. Furnace question. Ready?
Okay, ready.
With regards to the 20-year-old furnace needing replacement a while back on Lou Manfredini's show, he mentioned that the 80% efficiency furnaces have a lot longer expectancy than the 90-plus percent efficiency furnaces. Any comment on that?
Lou must have made that comment. The 90% furnaces have a lifetime warranty on the heat exchanger, where the 80% have a 20-year. So if the 90% lifetime was less, the warranty wouldn't be as good.
Hmm.
And you're taking fresh air for combustion, not the air from your laundry room with chlorine and all other chemicals going through it.
So no disrespect to what Lou said, because what Lou said, and you didn't.
I didn't either.
Right, but according to this, that's your answer.
That's my answer.
And that's your final answer.
That's my final answer.
All right, and you're a Hall of Famer.
And I'm a Hall of Famer.
Damn straight.
I got to prove it.
I mean, Lou's great, but we got a Hall of Famer.
Got a Famer, yeah.
Okay. I mean, Lou's got his own Walk of Fame thing here at WGN.
That's true.
That's kind of a big deal.
It is.
And plus, he's Lou Manfredini.
You don't
mess with Papa Bear Lou.
Oh, no.
No. 708, David, as a Packers fan, I've got to tell you, the debate, quote-unquote debate, between Lydia and Lincoln was very entertaining. Green and yellow hearts. Thank you. Okay, well, you're very welcome. Please repeat the VA information you just spoke about. I think we just did. No, about the form. The guy wanted the information. The Army vet called about a renovation loan or something like that.
Right. So it's a HISA, which is like a home improvement grant from the VA. And the form, hold on 1 second here. The form number is
100103.
Thank you. The VA form 100103.
What? One more time. 100.
That's 10103.
Rich is a numbers guy. He does Sudoku into sleep. 312-981-7200. We'll let Mike look that up. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Why is my ejector pump going and not my sump pump? Dude, that's a question for Roy. Do you have any insight into that, Mr. Dykstra?
If it's running during the rain, there's a cross connection between your drain tile and that pump. Otherwise, the switch on your ejector pump is stuck and it keeps running.
Okay, there you go. And this is, do you have the number?
The VA form.
Go ahead.
I'm reading this, form number 10-0103. And that's a VA form that you can find on the VA website. Rich, you got it right.
What does that form do?
That proves your eligibility for the grant for home improvements.
Okay. And is that for only veterans, or is it for surviving spouses of veterans as well?
I cannot answer that. I do know for a fact that it is for the veterans. It can also be for the home that a veteran is actually living in.
Okay. So even if they don't own the home, the landlord that they're renting from, the person that owns the building that they're renting from could apply for it.
Get a loan for a ramp, get a loan for bathtub upgrades and handicap, home improvement loans for
safety. Interesting. Okay. That's fantastic. Question for you about, and then we got to hit a break here. Question for the homeowner's exemption. Would this also apply for a widowed spouse's husband who served in World War II? So the surviving spouse of a World War II veteran.
Yes. As long as that spouse is not remarried and they still live in that home. And it may even go to the next home if they sold the home in which you were living when your spouse passed and you bought another one. It may go to the next. I'm not 100% sure on that.
If they have questions, they could call you and you could get them into touch with the right people?
Get a hold of me at the Villa Park VFW. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but I'll have it for you in a moment.
Okay, after the break. So thank you for that. We've got a text question here from a lady in Itasca about credit cards. She works for a major credit card company. To get her thoughts after the break, we also have Tom about his drainage challenge and Pete about a mortgage question for him and his son after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Tom and Pete, hang tight on hold. After the break, we'll get to you. This is Home Sweet Home. Ashley, you're going to make it. Bless you, by the way. I think everybody in around the world heard Ashley Bynum sneeze. Very powerful sneezer you are. And she sneezes like her. Yeah. She sneezes like her mother. Her mother was up in the suite like Sunday night, sneezing up a storm.
Oh boy!
They heard him down on the ice. They had to stop the game and say, "Hey." A sweet 28, your mind, you know, calming down a little bit. Her mom sneezes like a bugle. 3129, I know where you get it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Tom, you got a question about a sink drain or draining sink?
Yes. One of your most expensive rooms in the house is your kitchen, right?
I don't know. Mine is my bathroom.
Okay. A man and a woman next door that lives to me came to the door at 6 o'clock this morning, the woman. The man got up at 4:30 to rinse out something in the sink, had the drain shut off, so the water was trapped in there. Went back to bed for an hour and a half and never shut off the cold water in the sink of the kitchen.
Mistake.
I estimated about 100 gallons came over the side of the sink down the cabinets, and about 100 gallons, I tested it for, you know, how many minutes it would take to fill up a gallon jug. About 100 gallons hit the floor.
That's not good.
Why is there no drain in a kitchen sink, and how hard is it to put one in? It doesn't look like it would be that hard.
Gentlemen, you know this?
There is a drain in a kitchen sink. It's one at the bottom. They don't have an overflow drain like in your bathroom.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right, they don't make the kitchen sinks. They do not have overflows. Just the way they're made, I don't know why.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's got the answer. Call up Mike Epping at Center Guard. I got the number for you if you want it, Tom.
Okay.
847-716-2398. 847-7...
And then I have a comment, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Is it snowing downtown right now?
No.
I'm out here in Naperville.
Okay.
If it starts snowing in Naperville before Chicago, will the Bears win or lose?
Well, the Bears are going to win if it's snowing or if it's 80 degrees with Cardinals chirping. Doesn't matter the weather. We're going to crush them.
Yeah.
40-point win tonight. Tom, any other questions? You want the winning lottery tickets, too?
No. But
you gave those to me already.
I do admit that I have a passion to WGN.
Well, thank you.
I've been there for about 45 years.
And what do you feel about the show? Is it a good show, or you could take it or leave it?
Yes. What I do like about your show is your humor. The humor, okay?
Okay.
It's almost like a modern Jack Benny show with a little bit of Red Skelton and some Milton Berle in it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
I'm dating how old I am, okay?
Yeah, you're 47.
Just like me.
Yeah, but you like the classics.
Yeah. Go Wally Phillips.
All right. Would you like a Mr. Floor cleaning product?
Thank you.
Okay, hang on for your Mr. Floor. Thanks for calling into the show and sharing your experience. 312 and your question about a drain. 312-981-7200. Pete, you got a question about a mortgage, buddy.
Hey, David, yes. Hey, thanks for all the information you've shared with your listeners over the years. Real quick, I'm on a mortgage note with my son. It's been about 15 years. He's certainly capable of carrying it and is willing to do it.
Yep.
We reach out to the lender and they want to refi.
Yep.
We don't want to do that. He's got a super low rate now. What are my options?
What rate does he have?
He's like 375.
On a 30-year or a 15-year?
Yeah, on a 30.
So he's got, you've been in on it for 10, 15 years?
15 years.
15 years? And how long is he going to live there?
Perfect scores. He's going to keep it.
He's going to keep it? Well, how bad do you want to get off the mortgage?
I want to get off it. I want to borrow more money, and it's holding me up.
No, it's not. No, no. Who's making the mortgage payment on that note, you or your son?
He is 100%, always
okay.
has.
Well, you supply me, when I do your next mortgage, whoever you're talking to doesn't know what they're doing. If you supply me with 12 months worth of mortgage payments from your son making the payment, we don't have to count that payment or the taxes or the insurance against you.
Okay.
If you are co-signer on any type of note, mortgage, car loan, any type of note, student loan, and the person that you co-signed for can document payment for 12 months, right? On-time payments for 12 months, the lender does not have to count that payment against you for qualifying for a new house.
Okay. So in my case, my lender,
yeah.
for future, I can document he's made the payments.
Right. So when you do a loan with me,
okay.
I'm going to ask you to go to your son and ask your son to provide 12 months of payments. And if he's not escrowing, he's got to show a year's worth that he paid the taxes and he paid the insurance. And we don't have to count that against you when you qualify to buy a new home. Then that way your son doesn't have to refinance out of a super low rate.
Perfect. He's got 180 months of perfect payments.
Yeah, so I just need 12. I just need 12. What are we buying?
Okay.
What are we buying, Pete? Where are we buying it?
I just want to have the money ready. I'd like to speculate a little bit in houses that come available.
All right. Do you own a house now?
Yep.
Do you have a home equity line of credit on your house?
Nope.
What's your house worth?
5 to 6.
And what do you owe?
Zip.
You're financially irresponsible. How old are you?
67.
All right, so you're a young man. So do you have retirement income or you're still working?
Still working.
All right. So you have good credit?
Phenomenal.
All right. You should have 5 to 6. You should have a $480,000 to a $540,000 line of credit against your house. So you're ready to go if an opportunity arises. And you don't have that. And shame on you for being as old as you are and as experienced as you are and as financially astute as you are, not to have that to be ready to go if an opportunity comes available.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, and I will make an introduction to you to Kane County Teachers Credit Union, and they will help you take out a line of credit so you've got $480,000 to $560,000 live rounds ready to go when the opportunity pops in front of you, okay?
Love that.
Yep. All right, you hang on for anything else, Pete.
No, you cover the bases. Thanks, David. Go Bears.
Go Bears. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Here's the email, the text. I thought this was great. I live in Itasca. Love you. Love your show. I work for a global financial credit card company, and there is no way, according to the texter, that the president of the United States has the ability to limit all the banks from what they charge. Banks make their money on interest and fees. I do not agree with doing that either, because people know those interest rates when they go to use their credit cards. That's true. You take out a credit card, you know the fees. It's all over the place. I doubt any banks would agree to do this long term. They would be rewarding people that need to use their credit card, but also those people that are just financially irresponsible. That's a take. What are your thoughts?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know how the president, any president, can limit what a financial institution could charge. I don't understand how that works.
We're going to find out
real quick.
Yeah.
You know, he put tariffs on everything. We're going to find out real quick, too, whenever the Supreme Court wants to get off their rear ends and let us know if that was legal in their opinion.
And how much of that needs to get paid back.
Well, it would be all of it. If it's illegal, it would be every single penny of it. 312-981-7200. Okay, here we go. Here we go, number two for Rich. Matt Beach Park, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Got a comment, question about ceiling fan and furnace?
Yeah, you were talking earlier about leaving the fan motor on the furnace even after the burner turned off. And I thought, well, you know what? I have a ceiling fan, and my house is cold in some of the kitchen. And I thought, you know, maybe that is a good idea to leave that ceiling fan going.
Well, the ceiling fan is always a good idea to keep it going. Have it not blowing down, though. Have it be sucking the air up, and then it blows the air down the walls. So it's not blowing down on you.
I didn't know you could turn the direction from blowing down.
Yeah, it's just a switch. A switch usually on the top of the fan.
Thanks for that advice. So
you're
I
welcome.
Will do that, because then I don't have the, you know, because the motor, I always thought that the fan, you know, because you can turn the motor on the furnace alone, but I thought, you know, that's a lot of stuff just might be cheaper or less wear on the furnace.
Yeah, but it will use less power in a ceiling fan.
Okay. I will take your advice, and I will leave it running when I'm home and using it. Now, how about my Bears comment?
What's your Bears comment?
I'm a writer for PlayerPress.com, and I wrote less than a minute little jingle.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready. You've got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. From the first down to the touchdown, I want to see a bear, a game played bear. I want to show I care. We need to win this game, act on tame, like a bear, with huge paws, long sharp claws, and a cause that never ends. And the poor other team, when the Bears attack, hear them scream, it's a blitz, it's a quarterback sack with hits, it's a touchback, we get the ball back, we're staying in bounds, making first downs. Hear the mighty roar with another score. Bears made it happen. Go Bears!
Go Bears. Go All right, Bears. Matt, thanks for that. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We appreciate you sharing your song, one song per show, so that we've reached our limit. 312-981-7200, 312-981-RICH. You had one. You were going to sing it during the next break, but Matt from Beach Park
beat me to it.
I'm sorry. You'll have to wait till the next time. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Home Show Chicago at 720 WGN. Thank you, Ben, for putting that together here. We got Donna Mokina, last call of the show, furnace question. How can we help you?
Yeah, well, it's a question for Rich. I talked to Lou Manfredini, but I'll make it quick. I had the, I think it was a Red Bull furnace company out, but anyways, they changed the capacitors out on the two furnaces and the inducers. And ever since they did that, now the furnace makes the noise turn on and makes the noise turn off. I never had that before.
Rich, inducers.
Inducers. I mean, how old are the furnaces?
Well, they just turned 20 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
But then I was told that when it came back out, they said it's a ductwork that's causing it.
What kind of noise is it making? What kind of noise is it making?
Like clicks?
Does it boom or does it click?
Oh, well, I guess it could be a boom or a click, but it doesn't sound right to me. And then I was told it was the ductwork, and I don't understand how the ductwork would go bad.
How about this? I'll call you after the show. I don't live far from you. I'll come out and listen to your noise. Free.
I mean, I can give you. You probably know the heating companies. They're out of all over the park.
Okay, I probably do. I know them all.
All right, well, Rich will come.
I'll call you. Let me call you.
Can I say the name or not say the name?
Yeah, say the name. I don't care. Say the name.
Well, South Suburban.
Okay. Good company. Good, solid company.
All right, well, Rich likes the company.
Yeah. Let me. I'll call you after the show. And again, I'm retired, so I can come out and listen to it. Won't charge you a dime.
You know the guys at South Suburban?
I do.
All right, so you could call the guys at South Suburban, maybe help Don here.
Yep. I'll be glad to
figure it out. So, Don, Rich will come out, listen to what it is. If you have any chipmunks, we'll kill those while he's there, and he'll take care of that. He'll eradicate them.
I'm good at chipmunks.
Yeah,
I'm really good at chipmunks.
Really good at that.
Yeah.
And then he'll call the guys at South Suburban and take care of it. You got to score.
I don't want it for free.
I'll do it for free.
No, he's got nothing going on. He's retired. He's sitting here shooting chipmunks from his couch in his living room. All right? He needs something to do.
Give Rich a cup of coffee.
Give him a cup of coffee and a hug. He likes hugs.
I like hugs.
Loves hugs.
I love that.
Hugs.
Donnie, hang on. All right, buddy? Thanks for calling. Okay. Prediction for tonight's game, Don. Quick, go. Don't sing.
Bears win 24-10.
All right. Go Bears. Bear down. Score. All right, Donnie. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Wow, that was a packed show. We flew through it, so
you have
thanks.
To read the last text that came in, David.
David, love your show. Rich Dykstra is a master of knowledge.
Thank you very much.
I looked up the number. That is your cell phone number.
I know.
That's kind of, you're kind of loading up.
I know.
You kind of, that's not fair.
I wish I'd have thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another one, same number. Rich Dykstra is awesome. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You want to do that that efficiency furnace one real quick? Yeah, 90 versus 80%, 80 versus 90% efficiency furnace. Furnace breakdowns, Lou Manfredini said the 80% efficiency products are often simpler in design, meaning that they break down They are generally easier, faster, and less expensive to fix. You want to comment on that?
If it's maintained properly, that's not true. That's not true. They're all built the same. It depends what brand you get. If you get a cheap piece of equipment, yeah, you're going to have a problem. Otherwise, you get a Carrier, you're not going to have those problems.
All right.
And remember, Lou owns a hardware store. I was a heating guy.
Ooh, shots fired. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call. Take some photo line. Mike, you got a minute, 2 minutes, your nugget of knowledge, buddy.
So first of all, for the veteran benefits, if there's any veterans or families of veterans out there that are looking for information, you can call me and leave a message at the Villa Park, Illinois VFW. The number 630-834-8191. If you've got roofing, gutters, or other home needs, and I have to stay in my lane, give us a call at 773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
Mr. Dykstra?
Yes.
For the wonderful Dorn Boss Company. Boss. Again, if I had a sweatshirt, it'd be easier to remember. Yeah, Dorn Boss Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Number 708-831-2281 or info@dornboss.com.
All right. And something about circuit breaker. Real quick, can you discuss the arc flash circuit breakers, which are now requiring new construction and modification? Recently had a modification at an arc blast furnace something circuit. You see that text from you? Can you answer that real quick?
It's a breaker that detects electrical arc flashes that can occur during a power surge or a change in voltage, and it will shut the breaker off. It's a safety feature.
Okay. Thank you for texting in. Thank you for answering that. A couple of last texts here. I don't mind you talking about your undergarments, but I do have a question about credit reports. Do you have an opinion on Credit Karma? Thanks, Annie. I think Credit Karma is garbage. I think the credit scores that they give you are garbage. I can't tell you how many listeners come to us or other mortgage professionals and say, I have a 700 credit score from Credit Karma, and then a mortgage professional pulls it and it's in the 600s. Then they get, or in the 500s, and they get mad at the mortgage professional. Credit Karma is not a hard pull, it's a soft pull. I don't know where they're getting their information from, and I would not trust them. I just think it's garbage. So there's my answer. It's my personal opinion. It's not WGN. So there you go. Packed show. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. Bears tonight, I think they're going to win by 40, Mike. They're going to come out strong, shut the Packers down. Special shout-out to Lydia and Lincoln. A lot of texters sending in. Where could you get it? It'll be posted on the WGN website shortly after the show. If you want to hear that clip, you can go to WGNradio.com, click on the podcast of the radio show, and it's usually up an hour or two after the show. You could go there and listen to the entire show, fast forward to the 11:30 mark, which is about an hour and a half into the podcast, and listen to those two fine young individuals, Lydia Stitch and Lincoln Foster. So there thanks to those two young lady for helping us. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Thanks for listening. If you want to reach me during the week or in the weekend, 855-563-2843 or go to 56David.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bear down. Go Bears.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Rich Dykstra Sr., Carrier Hall of Fame, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard Team. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.